He is spending most of his time since the election out of public view. But today, President-elect Trump was suddenly much more visible. Items on his agenda, the cost of new presidential aircraft and prospects for new jobs in the telecommunications industry. The day started with a surprise appearance in the lobby of Trump Tower in New York. Mr. Trump lit into the Boeing company over its contract to build two new versions of Air Force One.
It's going to be over $4 billion. It's for Air Force One program. And I think it's ridiculous. I think Boeing is doing a little bit of a number. We want Boeing to make a lot of money, but not that much money.
Earlier on Twitter, he had gone further, saying the government should cancel the order with Boeing. Boeing's initial contract was for roughly $3 billion, but costs have been rising. Still, the White House said today it has no idea where the president-elect got his $4 billion figure. Boeing said in a statement that it hopes to deliver the best planes for the president at the best value for the American taxpayer. Later, another sudden appearance, this time with Japanese billionaire Masayoshi Son, CEO of SoftBank, a Japanese tech and telecom company.
And he's just agreed to invest $50 billion in the United States and 50,000 jobs. And he's one of the great men of industry. So I just want to thank you very
much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There was also news that the president-elect has divested himself of his entire stock portfolio. His transition team said he sold it off back in June. The statement gave no details, amounts, or documentation for the stock sales. All of this as meetings with potential staff and cabinet nominees continued, including the CEO of ExxonMobil, Rex Tillerson, said to be a candidate for Secretary of State. Talk radio host Laura Ingraham, a possibility for White House press secretary. And Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, who could be up for a diplomatic post. Mr. Trump will visit Iowa later this week as part of a thank you tour that began last week in Ohio. The tour also carried him to Fayetteville, North Carolina, for a rally this evening.